या सो शंकरा हियर स्टार्ट सेकंड श्लोका अधश्चोर्ध्वं प्रसास्तस्य शाखाः गुणप्रवृद्धा विषये प्रवालाः अधश्च मूलानि अनुसंततानि कर्मानुबंधीनि मनुष्यलोके. सो हियर ही फर्स्ट एक्सप्लेन्स द फर्स्ट लाइन. सो अधश्च ऊर्ध्वं प्रसृताः तस्य शाखाः. तस्य शाखाः इट्स लाइक ब्रांचेस आर स्प्रेड अप एंड डाउन. So generally the meaning, like what the general meaning is, like its branches are spread everywhere, up and down. But Shankara here defines adaha and urdvam in two different ways. He says adaha manushyadibhyo yavat stavaram urdvam cha yavat brahmanah vishvasrujo dhama ityetat antam yata karma yata shrutam jnana karma Falani. So he says adaha. What is adaha? Adaha means manishyadibhyo yavat stavaram. Like it is downwards. Downwards in what way? Manishyadibhyo yavat stavaram. That means from like the yavat, that which is manishyadibhyo stavaram, from human beings to the stavaram or immobile things like trees or stones and other things into it. So adaha means below, from manushya to the other beings. So urdvam means what? Urdvam cha means yavat brahmanah vishvasrujo dhama ityetat antam. So urdvam means like from manushya up to Brahma. Brahma, who is Brahma? Brahma is like vishvasrujo dhama. So that, like to that dhamam, that state of Brahma, who is the Vishwasrija. Vishwasrija means who is the creator of Vishwam or the world. All the worlds, you can say. But Anandagiri says, I think human beings stand for the world of human beings and Brahma for the world of Brahma, Sattvalokam or Pitrulokam, whatever way. But adaha cha urdhvam means like it is spread everywhere, but Shankara here says that adaha cha urdhvam means into, from human beings into other things, as well as from human beings into top and bottom, both ways, like into both beings or all beings or all worlds are controlled in this tree, or is in this tree as shakas. And ityetat antam, so till there. And what is, how is the phalas or the fruits controlled? Yata karma yata shrutam jnana karma phalani. It is the birth or the spreading of the shakas. The shakas are dependent on karma as well as shrutam or jnanam. So yata shrutam means jnanam. So yata karma yata shrutam, depending on one's karma and depending on one's knowledge level. So jnana karma phalani, depending on the jnana karma phalas, as said in the shruti, that yata karma yata shrutam.
Okay.
So yata karma yata shrutam, depending on karma and shruti. How depending on karma and shruti? Because of the fruits of jnana karma phalani.
Okay.
So that controls, that determines the branches which are above and below. Above means above human beings, below means below unto the immobile things. But in general, if we see the tree, it is spread everywhere. So adaha cha urdhva means up and below, we can say. That's the general meaning, but Shankara takes here the other meaning. Balakrishna takes the normal meaning. If you read, you'll see.
Okay.
And tasya vrikshasya shaka iva shakaha prasritaha pragataha. This is as if the shaka of the tree. So the various beings and various birds, various worlds are the shaka, are as if they are the shakas. So here, like, it's a analogy, right? Therefore he says shaka iva are like shaka for this tree. So whatever he said, adaha the manushya dibya and other things, and the urdhvam are the vrikshasya shaka iva, are like shaka. And this shaka ha prasritaha. Prasritaha means pragataha, are spread or are moving, are present, you can see. Okay. And guna pravriddaha. Gunaihi sattva rajas tamobihi pravriddaha. Stuli krutaha upadana bhutaihi. So guna pravriddha means gunaihi. Sattva rajas tamobihi pravriddaha. Pravriddaha means strengthened or nourished by the various three gunas, which are sattva rajas tamaha. And which are like stuli krutaha, which have become like these branches of the tree are like, you can say these branches of the trees are stuli krutaha, are made gross or strong. Pravriddaha means nourished, stuli krutaha means strengthened by the gunas. How by the gunas? The gunas are the upadanam, upadana bhutehi. Since gunas are the upadanam, are the material for this particular tree or the particular branches of the tree.
Okay.
So here he is speaking about branches in general. So branches are spread everywhere and the branches are nourished and strengthened by the gunas, which are its material, upadanam. So Vishaya pravalaha. So nourished is fine. Then how does it grow? How does it vigorously grow? Because we see that this branches, the branches of human beings and other beings as well as all the worlds are always vigorously growing, vigorously improving, vigorously active. How is this active? Vishaya pravalaha. Vishayaha shabdadeyaha pravalaha. This Vishayam are its shoots or offshoots of the branches. That means this Vishayam is what makes this branches or the tree in itself grow vigorously.
Okay.
So Vishayaha Shabdadeyaha Pravalaha. Vishayaha, the sense objects like Shabdam etc. are like shoots of this tree. How like shoots? Dehadi karma phalebhyah shakabhyah ankuri bhavanti iva. So dehadi karma phalebhyah, because like these shoots, these sense objects like are like new leaves, new off bonds of this branches. So off bonds or newly created are created by actions, right? Result of action, any particular action causes leaves to be newly created in the branch. So dehadi karma phalebhyah, by the various actions of bodies, actions of people that are the shaka. So actions, result of actions of those branches causes this ankuri bhavanti. Ankuri bhavanti, ankuri means like seed, not seed, like ankuri means ankuri means seed, means that from these shakas, like kind of sproutings comes these leaves.
Okay.
So the shakas, like actions of the branches or actions of these bodies or world in itself, causes these sense objects to be born. Sense objects are created only when a person does some action. Without action, there cannot be sense objects. Action needs a person or a world in general. Action needs a doer. So it's the doer who causes action and thereby creates sense objects. So it is as if the Vishayas are created out of the action of the branches. Therefore, tena Vishaya pravalaha shakaha. Therefore, the shakas, the shakas of the trees are vigorously growing, vigorously improving by Vishayas, various Vishayas, which are of sprouts or newly created by action of the shakas. Samsara vrikshasya parama moolam upadana karanam purvam muktam. This samsara vrikshas parama moolam, supreme substratum, supreme root, which is upadana karanam, which is the upadanam of this tree, purvam muktam, has been already told previously. Clear till now? The first line has been completed.
Yeah.
So, ata idanim കർമ്മഫലജനിത രാഗദ്വേഷാദി വാസനാഹ മൂലാനി ഇവ ധർമ്മധർമ്മ പ്രവൃത്തി കാരണാനി അവാന്തര ഭാവീനി താനി അതശ്ച ദേവാദ്യപേക്ഷയാ മൂലാനി അനുസന്തതാനി അനുപ്രവിഷ്ടാനി കർമ്മനുബന്ധീനി കർമ്മധർമ്മ അധർമ്മ ലക്ഷണം അനുബന്ധ പശ്ചാത് ഭാവി. So, Ata Idhanim, therefore, whatever Idhanim has been spoken about now, so Karma Phala Janita, due to the Karma Phala of the Shakas or Karma Phala of the world, the various worlds or the beings in the world, that causes Ragadvesha, that causes Ragadvesha, Deshadi Vasana, it causes various Vasanas like Raga and Dvesha. And these are the Moolani, they are the Moolam for this, like roots, subsidiary roots for this tree. Which means earlier he was speaking in the first line, Krishna was speaking about the branches, the that part is clear, right? The branches are, yeah, so here he speaks about the tree. So the tree though has a original Moolam and Shakas have their own like new leaves and other things. This tree in itself is supported, really supported by Brahman, Paramamoolam, and the other Moolam, Paramamoolam is alone is not enough because Paramamoolam is Paramarthikam whereas world is Vyavaharikam. So there is, should be some Vyavaharikam cause which sustains this world. So that Vyavaharikam Moolam is the Karma Phala Janita Ragadvesha Adi Vasanaha, the Vasanas like Ragadvesha which are born out of Karma Phalam. Moolani Iva are at the Moola as if Moolas. Iva is for like, so analogy, therefore it's that way. So okay. Dharma Dharma Pravritti Karanani Avantara Bhavini. So these like these Moolas, right? These Moolas later become Dharma Dharma Pravritti Karanani, become the causes of Dharma Dharma Pravritti of actions which are either dharmic or adharmic.
Okay.
So Avantara Bhavini means Avantaram, later it becomes Bhavini becomes. So this Moola which is Karma Phala Janita Raga Dvesha, the Vasana, those Vasanas cause Pravritti, are the causes for Pravritti of Dharma Dharma. So Dharma Dharma means based on Raga Dvesha. Any action, pravritti itself is based on vasana. Without vasana, you cannot have action. So for vasana's causes, later cause, dharma dharma pravritti becomes the cause for dharma dharma pravritti. Tani adashcha devadhyapekshaya moolani anusantatani. And second. So these, like, these, whatever the vasanas and other things, these roots, like the root which he has spoken about, the subsidiary root which is the Vasanas, like it is like followed by actions. Karma Anubandini. It is based on karma. Based on karma. And this Moolas are like Adashcha. Means like are below. Below in what sense? Below than the Devas and other things. So below in these actions are below with as compared with world here means that like these actions or these vasanas are there only for human beings, and this dharma dharma prarati is there only for human beings. This control or this thing is not there for devas and asuras. Devas are supposed to do dharma, asuras are supposed to do adharma. They don't have option, whereas Manishya has an option of doing whether dharma, he has to do dharma or vedharma because he has vasanas.
Okay.
So this brings an important point of why like Manishya Janma, Manava Janma is very Sreshtam because there is an option of choosing.
Okay.
So therefore Tani Adashcha, it is below with respect to Devas. These Moolas are below. And Anusantadani, Anusantatani means Anupravishtani. Means they are born. Pravishtani means like kind of born or spread, you can say.
Okay.
As if entered. So these Moolas are there below and it is anupravishtani, means like it is spread below. In the tree it is spread below, and in the tree below there means that it is below than or lower than that of devas.
Okay.
And karma anubandini means like karma dharma adharma lakshanam anubandha paschad bhavi, means like this, these are paschad bhavi, later followed by karma, or these are really dependent on karma or lead to karma. Esham udbhutim anu udbhavati. So like esham udbhutim, these are called like karma anubandini, because like anu udbhavati, because it is the karmas are born out of this. So esham udbhutim anu udbhavati. So from whom, from which, from these moolas, the karmas, dharma dharma rupa karmas are created, udbhavati. Tani karma anubandini manushya loke visheshatah. That like karma anubandini, like moolas are visheshanam of the manushya lokam. So here karma anubandini doesn't mean that it is dependent on karma, but just that it causes karma. These moolas are causing karma. Atrahi manushyanam karma adhikarah prasiddhah. So what he means to say is, since this leads to karma, anubandini, anudbhavati, since this leads, this moolam, this lower moolam of vasana leads to karmas, therefore it is said that it is very famous that only in Manishya Loka or Manishyas have adhikaram towards karma. I think when we had learned Gita, like I had said, like karma anubandini means following karma. Both ways it is same. Like following karma, depending on karma is there because it is only depending, it's a chain, right? Vasana and karma is a chain. You cannot say vasanas are born out of fruit of karma, and karma, this vasana leads to more karma. So which is first, you cannot say. So this world in general is supported by karma. That is karma anubandini, we can say. But what Shankara says here, maybe the Sanskrit meaning is also that only, that karma anubandini means which leads to karma. And this is famous for Manishya Loka. In the Manishya Loka alone this happens, therefore. So again, this tree is a characteristics of the world of which Manishyas are part than or any other beings. Clear?
Yeah.